Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Misbehaving: The Making of Behavioral Economics by L.J. Ganser is a riveting exploration into the heart of behavioral economics, a subfield of economics that challenges the traditional economic theory that assumes humans are rational decision makers. Ganser delves into the history, key experiments, and the evolution of behavioral economics, uncovering how humans actually behave, often irrationally, in economic situations. This book is not just a historical account, it's a lively journey into understanding why we make the decisions we do, especially when it comes to spending, saving, and investing our money. Through engaging anecdotes, groundbreaking research, and enlightening case studies, Ganser showcases how behavioral economics has transformed our understanding of the economic landscape and provides readers with a new lens to view the world of finance and beyond. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the foundations of behavioral economics. The first crucial topic Ganser addresses is the foundation of behavioral economics. Traditionally, economic theories were built on the premise that humans are rational actors who make decisions based solely on maximizing utility. However, behavioral economics disrupts this notion by introducing concepts such as biases, heuristics, and framing effects, showcasing the complexity of human decision-making. Ganser explains key experiments and theories from luminaries like Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky that illustrate how people often make choices that deviate from pure rationality. These foundational principles are essential for understanding how behavioral economics evolved and why it's so relevant in today's economic landscape. Secondly, heuristics and biases. A second vital area covered by Ganser is the exploration of heuristics and biases, which are central to behavioral economics. Heuristics are mental shortcuts that people use to make quick decisions, but these shortcuts can lead to systemic biases. Ganser meticulously unpacks several types of biases, such as anchoring, availability, and confirmation bias, using real-world examples to demonstrate how these biases can lead to suboptimal economic decisions. This discussion is critical for understanding how and why people often rely on flawed judgment in both personal finance and broader economic policies, challenging the assumption of human behavior as fundamentally rational. Thirdly, the impact of behavioral economics on public policy. Behavioral economics has a profound impact on public policy, a topic Ganser examines with depth. He highlights how insights from behavioral economics have been used to design better policies that work with, rather than against, human tendencies. Nudging, a concept popularized by Richard Thaler, is discussed extensively as a strategy to guide people toward more beneficial behaviors without restricting their freedom of choice. Ganser's analysis includes case studies on retirement savings plans, tax collection methods, and healthcare choices, illustrating the potential of behavioral economics to improve societal welfare by acknowledging human irrationality. Fourthly, market inefficiencies and consumer behavior. Ganser delves into the relationship between behavioral economics and market inefficiencies, shedding light on how consumer behavior deviates from what classical economics would predict. He explores phenomena like the endowment effect, loss aversion, and overconfidence, explaining how these traits lead to market anomalies. Understanding these market inefficiencies is crucial for investors, policymakers, and consumers alike, as it highlights the limitations of traditional economic models that assume markets are always efficient and consumers always rational. Through Ganser's analysis, readers gain insights into the complexities of market behavior and consumer decision-making processes. Lastly, future directions of behavioral economics. Finally, Ganser discusses the future of behavioral economics, contemplating its potential trajectories and the challenges it faces. As this field of study continues to grow, it intersects with other disciplines like psychology, neuroscience, and data science, enriching its insights and applications. Ganser posits that the future of behavioral economics lies in its ability to further humanize economics by incorporating a more nuanced understanding of human behavior into economic theory and practice. This discussion encourages readers to think about the implications of behavioral economics not just for individual decision-making, but for the broader economic systems and how they might evolve. In conclusion, Misbehaving: The Making of Behavioral Economics by L.J. Ganser is essential reading for anyone interested in the complexities of human decision-making and the economic theories that seek to understand it. It appeals to economists, policymakers, students, and general readers eager to explore the irrational side of human behavior. The insights provided in this book can benefit individuals by enhancing their financial literacy, help policymakers in designing more effective economic policies, and guide businesses in understanding consumer behavior. Ganser's compelling narrative demonstrates how behavioral economics sheds light on the often unpredictable nature of markets and provides tools for making better decisions. In a world where economic decisions are integral to our daily lives, this book equips readers with the knowledge to navigate the economic landscape with a deeper understanding of themselves and others. If you would like to support L.J. Ganser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.